It's now time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
This is where we take a look at science happening in the states, and this week we're in Kentucky, a state that gets more than 90% of its power from coal plants. But a fight's been brewing over what happens to the waste products from burning coal and how the state regulates it. Here with me is Erica Peterson, an assignment editor and former environmental reporter for Louisville Public Media. She's been covering this story. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this story. What exactly is coal ash for people who don't know what it is?
Yeah, sure. Coal ash is also called coal combustion residuals sometimes. It's basically what's left over when you burn coal for electricity. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes up the stack, but more and more pollution controls are put on, more and more of it remains in coal ash. And much like coal, this is stuff that's full of toxic things like arsenic, selenium, lead, mercury, lots of nasty stuff.
So where does it go then?
Well, a lot of it, some of it is recycled, but for the most part, power plants store it, and they store it either in dry landfills or in wet ponds. And these are, you know, both cases, they're huge landfills that are like mountains, or they're very large ponds. And this is, you know, has been a problem in the past, because until the federal law required certain things in 2015, there were no liners that had to be required. So there were some, at a lot of these sites, there were leaching problems where these chemicals were getting into groundwater or surface water.
Mm-hmm. So in Kentucky, there is disagreement over some of the new regulations for how these disposals happen?
Yeah. There's for the past year, there's been this this debate going on in Kentucky. The federal coal ash regulations, there are a lot different. A lot of environmental regulations, they're kind of more like standards. They're saying we're suggesting, you know, these specifications, and states are expected or urged to kind of incorporate those into their existing state standards. So what Kentucky tried to do is rather than incorporate them into our existing regulations, they basically scrapped the existing regulations and is proposing to just incorporate these looser guidelines. Which has annoyed some people who are concerned about this, because pretty much before, if you wanted to build a coal ash landfill, you had to do a whole bunch of stuff. There was a permitting program. You had to get state engineers to sign off on where you're going to monitor, where it's going to be built, all these specifications. And under the new proposal, what they would be allowed to do is basically go ahead and build it. And if there are any problems that the state or citizens discover after the fact, they can be sued for it, which, you know, it might be too late at that point. So that also has drawn a lawsuit. And this is how Tom Fitzgerald, who's a prominent environmental attorney in Louisville, described it back in January.
It's the Wild West, basically. You get to control the design, the construction, the operation, the closure, the post-closure. And the only time the state is going to become involved is after you screw up, if they find out about it.
So where do we go from here? What do you expect to happen?
Well, that lawsuit is still pending. Fitzgerald and the Kentucky Resources Council have sued the state, and they're waiting on a judge to determine, you know, what's going to happen.
And so we can expect then looser regulations. Suspended pending the lawsuit, the outcome of the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is something that you've been following for years, right? You've been an environmental reporter.
Yeah, I have. And it's a really big issue. And one of the reasons that I think Fitzgerald and other people are so concerned about this is it's not like Kentucky has done that great a job, controlling pollution from these sites, up until now.
All right. Thank you very much for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks a lot.
Erica Peterson, assistant. She's an assignment editor and former environmental reporter, as she says, for Louisville Public Media, who has been covering this story. And we're going to take a break. And after we talk about all that burning coal, well, how is the planet warming? And instead of cutting emissions, the House Science Committee is interested in another idea, and that is geoengineering. We have talked a lot about geoengineering, what it is, what kinds of things to expect on geoengineering. And it's amazing that, as one headliner wrote, the House Science Committee actually talked about science this time it met. We'll talk about it with people who are there after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.